Some Iowans have grown up being taught that proudly claiming their LGBTQ identity and being accepted by their religious community are mutually exclusive. While coming out can present challenges or lead to exclusion from some church communities, other pastors are actively creating a welcoming space for queer Iowans to worship. Welcome to Above the Fold, the weekly news podcast from the Daily Iowan. I'm your host, Natalie Dunlap. In the Amplify section of today's paper, Roxy Ekberg's story about leaders at several LGBTQ-affirming congregations shared the importance of acceptance in their place of worship. Addie and Tom Wasink know Christian theology has often been used as a weapon against LGBTQ people. It's not uncommon for queerness to be preached against in Sunday sermons at some churches.
So many of the gay community who in some way church is important for, they've had terrible experiences and they've been told terrible things and they've been told terrible things from clergy and they've been told terrible things from their Christian friends.
The couple started Sanctuary Community Center to build a church community that fully and openly supported queer identities after years of questioning and distancing themselves from their previous denomination. Pastor Tom Wasink explains that some churches say they welcome all identities to worship with them without explicitly affirming LGBTQ people, but Sanctuary Community Center seeks out to do just that.
Queer people in churches that are, they'll call themselves welcoming but not affirming, they will feel the limits and just a whole lot of kind of subtle social or communication ways.
We officially changed with a big coming out party in 2016.
Oh, wow.
And truthfully, it's been hugely meaningful. We probably, I haven't counted recently, but we probably have around 50 people who would identify as LGBTQ as part of our community. And it's been a huge gift to us. They, at the time, we would have said like that we were changing because it was the right thing to do, which I still think it was the right thing to do. But we had no idea that the gift of queerness would bring to us and to our community and to our theology and to our way of doing life, to our friendships. So we have been hugely shaped by the community and are super grateful for it and for to be able to have a church like this that is openly inclusive and supportive.
In their work with the church, Addie and Tom Wasink have been alongside gay members of the community in both moments of joy and tragedy. Addie said she's had the privilege of officiating the marriage ceremony of many gay couples in recent years, but the pastors have also taken on the role of reaching out to members of the congregation who are queer or non-binary when legislation specifically threatens those communities.
When legislation happens, is it not unusual that myself or many from our community could make the trek to Des Moines or wherever? We proudly march in the Pride Parade and participate in any ways that we can get the message out that we believe that God is love and that you are loved, period.
That has been meaningful for a lot of our queer friends, that they see we're socially active on their behalf. So to have a church declaring what we feel to be right or what we feel to be wrong is really encouraging to our queer friends.
Making the church community an affirming place for queer Iowans has become especially important as the LGBTQ community has become the target of legislation in the Iowa State House. The Iowa City United Church of Christ formed an LGBTQ subcommittee group 1 year ago in response to this legislation with the goal of education and to become better allies. Hope Sprague, who serves on the church's mission board, helped coordinate a trip to Des Moines for a rally on February 5th. Members on the trip learned about how bills become laws in the state and spoke with their representatives.
I think it's really important for Christian churches to be overly inviting, just because it has been a point of trauma for so many people in their church past of feeling like they didn't belong or something. Mm-hmm. So it's not only a safe and welcoming place to be, like, mm-hmm. we want to, like, we want to be allies, and we want to stand next to and in front of you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Above the Fold. To learn more about church communities engaged in allyship to LGBTQ members, check out Roxy's story in the print paper today.